Okay. This is a basketball. We were going to use a real one, but some of the people were afraid that are on staff that weren't as coordinated that their heads would hurt. So we found this. So the staff is going to share why they like going to church and why they like coming to Mars Alliance. So you can get to meet all the different staff. Because lots of people tell me, I didn't even know we had a youth leader or, you know, a worship leader or whatever. And so this is, you'll get a taste of the staff at Mars Alliance. So there's one thing, staff, that I need you to do differently. Introduce the next person who is going to speak. Tell their name and what role they have in the church. So I get the privilege, I'm going to start this, not speak, I'm going to introduce the first person, which is Pastor Jeff. He is like my right-hand man. And Pastor Jeff, I'm going to apologize. In the second service, he's related to like half the church. And I said, yeah, there's some inbreeding going on, and that's why we've come to try to break it up. But, yeah, weaken the gene pool of, they came from the original flying saucer from Mars. Pastor Jeff has been in this church since you were born here?
4 years old.
4 years old, okay. So he's been here forever, and it is a privilege and a great honor to have him, as well as all of his relatives are super people in the church. But Pastor Jeff is like the assistant pastor here, and he does so much, and he's great to have. And you're on.
Well, Pastor Joe asked us to talk about why we like coming to church. And so I kind of want to put a twist on it and say, why do I like coming to Mars Alliance Church? So I come up with my top 10 countdown. And we'll see if this works here. There we go. I think it went quicker than that when I practiced it. But anyhow, a couple more. We're getting there. David Letterman talks a lot while it's coming up here. There we go. So, number 10 reason that I like coming to Mars Alliance Church.
You got a beam at that.
So, okay. Our coffee is better than Starbucks. Yeah. And if you haven't figured that one out yet, you need to go sample some from our coffee cafe. Number 9, Pastor Joe lets me preach sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that. Yeah, seriously, thank you for sharing the pulpit. Number 8, most of my friends come to Mars Alliance Church. I grew up here. I've got lots of friends here. Some of them I've known since I was in grade school. And so that's where they come, and that's where I want to be. And number 7, as Pastor Joe kind of already mentioned, lots of my family comes here. If you don't think you're related to me, just let me sit down with you a while. We'll figure something out. You probably are. Number 6. There's lots of fun stuff to do here at Mars Alliance Church. If you're not aware of that, let me tell you, we go biking and we go picnicking and we go bowling and we have Awana on Wednesday night and we have our upward basketball program. We play volleyball Sunday night. We have small groups. We have dinners together. There's lots of stuff to do. If you've been missing out on all that, first off, I'm not sure where you've been, but if you have been, you need to see me and we'll hook you up with some fun stuff to do. Number 5. There are people here who will pray for me. Been in tough spots before. People will come up and just say, you know what, Pastor, let me just pray with you. And there's something really special when brothers and sisters support each other like that. Number 4, we're dedicated to lifting up the Word of God here at Mars Alliance Church. Thank you. Yeah. Pastor Joe and I both have a passion for that. We are dedicated to that. The elders of this church are dedicated to that. And we aim to just keep on doing that until the Lord comes home. Number 3, people at Mars Alliance really care about each other. We saw some of that this morning. We had some folks up at the altar, and all of a sudden there's 6 people standing behind them. That kind of stuff goes on all the time because we really are a family and people care. Number 2, here at Mars Alliance, I get to meet God every time I come here. You know, the Bible says that where 2 or more are gathered in my name, there will I be in your presence. And when I get here, I know that God is here. I know that he's here amongst his people, and I'm very thankful for that. And finally, the number 1 reason I come to Mars Alliance Church is because this is exactly where God wants me to be. And so I get the privilege of introducing our youth director, Deb Kuhn.
Don't go away. I did. I always drop the ball when I'm playing. I'm not a sports person, okay? My main reason for coming here is because I love to worship God and to learn more about him, and I love to see everything he does. Watching God work in all the lives here at Mars Alliance Church just reminds me all the time of how awesome he is and how much we rely on him every day. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish each other with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." As youth director, I'm especially blessed because I get to work with some of the coolest kids on the planet.
Amen.
Our team is so privileged. We get to work with the kids, and I mean work, like concession stand work. And we get to travel with them. We get to teach them. We get to counsel them. And we just get to hang out with them. And it's just amazing. We also get to build great relationships with their families. And that's a privilege as well. The relationships that God builds in youth ministry is amazing, and it's such a blessing. Luke 6:38 tells us, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." This is so true, because for every minute that I've been in youth ministry, God has just dumped it back in my lap in truckloads. It's just, the blessings are amazing that come out of serving God. And after last service, what I was going to say totally changed, because a friend of ours, a member of the Mars Alliance family, asked me to share with you that they, about a year and a half ago, moved across the state. And they, very shortly after that, fell into the darkest valley of their life. And they said that the support and the prayers and love from their church family here in Mars Alliance lifted them up and supported them throughout that. And that's one of the things I need to say about being a member of the church family. No matter where you go, you are always a part of the family of God, and the people in your church family will always love you. We have teens and young adults, and obviously adults, across the country. They're in Texas, they're in Michigan, they're in Philadelphia, they're in Lancaster, and soon to be Brazil and Japan. And I could think of about a dozen other ones, but no matter where they are, they're still a member of the family, and they're still supported and lifted up by us and by God. And my privilege is to introduce Cecilia Tomko, our worship leader. Where did she? Oh, there you go.
Thank you for letting me share. I could share lots of reasons why I love this particular church, one of which is that they are so open to God when it comes to staffing. When I was joining the staff, it was really because God just made a door, and I was here, and I said, "Well, I'm willing to step in," and they said, "Okay." And that's really amazing that they want the body of Christ to take on the leadership in the church. But I'm going to spend my time talking about just church in general. Acts 2:42. Could be considered a purpose statement for the church. It says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer." So according to this verse, there are four purposes that you should be involved in a church. And one is for the teaching of biblical doctrine. One is for a place of fellowship among other believers, observing the Lord's Supper, and praying together. And I know people who try to do that on their own. They say, "I don't need a church," or maybe they've visited lots of churches and found fault with all of them. We're not saying we're a perfect church. There is no perfect church. However, being an island, you cannot do these things. You don't have the insights of other gifted teachers and their perspectives. You don't have the power of sharing in communion together, which we do every single month. And you don't have the prayer, the unity of the prayer that you saw this morning. And of course, you can't fellowship with a diverse body alone. Our body, I'm talking about the larger church now, not just Mars Alliance. It is beautiful, and it is diverse, and it is imperfect, but it is our adopted family, and it gives us a little foretaste of what heaven will be like. The passage in Acts that Deb referred to Well, first of all, the passage I just read doesn't mention music, and here I am the worship leader, but that is not one of the four main purposes of church. I think of it as kind of the icing on the cake. The passage Deb read in Colossians talked about we're encouraged to sing and make psalms and hymns and spiritual songs because biblically it is true that though you can learn, there is teaching through singing, there is prayer through singing, the communion time is blessed through the singing, and of course our fellowship when we are all singing as one. It is really my favorite time. My favorite thing about being a worship leader is that, again, I'm not performing. I am just prompting, and we are the worshipers, and God is our audience. And when I get to see the faces, the radiant faces of a congregation united in worship, it is just so fun and beautiful. So when we all forget about ourselves and we forget about our inhibitions and our limits, and together we express a loud and exuberant praise to God, to me, it's like the curtain of heaven just pulls back, and I can really sense his presence and his pleasure. Psalm 95:3 says, "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." But something really a miracle happens, because no matter what your music skill is, when your voice is joined with lots of others and your worship is sincere, guess what? It all sounds amazing and glorious, and it pleases his heart. And so this kind of miracle happens every Sunday when we join our voices together and praise him. So why do I like church? It's because I am not an island of faith. I need the body of Christ to ground me, to stretch me, to encourage me, to help me grow in my faith. And I need it as a reminder of our future home in heaven. This is just a little glimpse of what it's like to worship our Savior together, and to be in communion and fellowship with others. So the body of Christ also needs me, and that's a beautiful thing too, to realize that no matter where God places you in a church, he's called you there and you have a purpose there. He's got a place and a purpose for you in a church. Thanks. Oh, I want to introduce, thank you, Dick Kopic, who is our visitation pastor.
I'm going to lay this down. Pastor Jeff, if I get down and I can't pick that thing up, you got to help me. Okay. I've been trying different things. I'm one of these people, I used to speak in front of a lot of people and didn't get nervous at all. The older I get, the more nervous I get, and I can't figure it out. But anyhow, we'll try to get through this. I was told a little earlier that probably when I look at the people out there, I should kind of look at you as being cabbage heads. Maybe that way I will not quite... there are no eyes staring back at me, just a bunch of cabbage heads. So we'll try that and see if that works. Job 19:29. "You should fear the sword yourself, for wrath will bring punishment by the sword, and then you will know that there is judgment." I initially went to church out of fear. And I mean, there was some major fear in my heart, because I felt that, or I knew in my own mind, that I was not living the life that God wanted me to live. So I was fearful of what God's judgment would do because I wasn't following him. And basically, this went on for quite some time. But fortunately, I had a mother that was a godly mother, a praying mother, a prayer warrior, that prayed for me. She nurtured me. She gave me the right training, and it took me a long time. I'm not a fast learner. I was 19 years old before I gave my heart to the Lord, so I didn't learn real fast. But through that, all that training that my mother gave me, I accepted the Lord, and I've never turned back. Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." And if we stop at that, that's basically what we deserve. We deserve death. But that verse continues on and says, "But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And that is the main, one of the main reasons why I enjoy going to church. I love going to church, is that God's love overexceeds everything else. And I love going to church because God loves me so much that he gave his only son for me. And that's my next verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And what greater love can you have than to give your son? Just think about it. And God did that willingly, and he was so open. And Jesus could have said, he could have called 10,000 angels to take him from that cross, but he didn't. He did it for me personally, and he did it for each one of you. Finally, Ephesians 2:19, it says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household. And what are members of the household but family? And that's what we have here at Mars Alliance Church. We have the greatest family that there is. I feel that each and every one is a brother and sister in Christ, and I love them like a brother and sister. And if you do not have a church to go to, you'll never find one that's any better than Mars Alliance Church. Thank you. And I'm going to introduce our Director of Outreach and Young Adults, Phil Kuhn.
Thanks, Dick. Well, did you ever have a time in your life when you really felt like tempted to do something that you shouldn't do? And right now, I feel like I should just throw this into the audience instead of set it on the floor. Yeah, but I probably shouldn't do that because I'll get in trouble. let me see here. I get my notes out. I come to Mars Alliance Church because this is where I can worship God and meet with God. It's where I grow in faith, and it's where I meet and get to know other believers that have the same beliefs that I have. On any given day, God's presence can be felt in this church. In John 14:23, Jesus says this to his disciples, and he says it to us also. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. So in this verse, it says that anyone who loves me will obey my teaching, and the Father will love you. And we, meaning the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, will come to them and make their home with them. That's us. God's presence isn't in a building, but rather it's in his people, okay? And when you walk through these hallways, or you sit in a worship service, or you join one of our small groups, you feel and see God in the people you encounter here. And that's why I come to Mars Alliance Church. Okay? All right. And it's my privilege to introduce Donna Evans. There she is, Director of Upwards Basketball. Give it up for Donna!
Thank you, Phil. Thanks, everyone, for coming this morning. We're glad that you're here. And I say that every week when we go to do the announcements. We are privileged to have you as part of our Upward family. Question that I had was, why is it good to come to church? One of the reasons is to encourage and build up one another. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. All of us have times when we're discouraged, when we feel burdened, when there's difficulties in our families. We also have joys. And this is a place where we can come and share those burdens and discouragements and those joys. It's a place where others will listen to your concerns. Obviously, again, this morning, as we saw others praying for those that had a prayer concern, we pray with people. We encourage you and we help you to continue on in the difficulties of life. You know that you're not alone when there's other people here that are here to help you. The other reason is that We are given a command by God for each generation to learn how to pass along the doctrine of the faith to the next generation. Titus 2 talks about that we are to teach what's in accord with sound doctrine. We're to teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, to be subject to their husbands, and so that no one will malign the word of God. And the other verse in Psalm 78 talks about what we're supposed to do with our children. It says, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born. And they in turn would tell their children, then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. They would not be like their forefathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, whose hearts were not loyal to God and whose spirits were not faithful to him. For each of us to learn how to be Christ-like, to love like Christ, and to understand what it means to be a Christ follower, we need to have the spiritual mentors that have gone before us. As we learn, then we're instructed to pass along our spiritual heritage to the next generation, our children, our grandchildren, and to those who have not heard. That's one of the purposes of Upward, is giving the opportunity for people to hear about who God is and his love for us. Then my other two favorite passages of Scripture talk about gaining wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God. In Psalm 9:10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." And then Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In order to learn God's word, gain wisdom and understanding of who God is, we come to church to learn all of these things. Through Sunday small groups and small groups that meet throughout the week, to hear through the pastor's sermons on Sunday mornings, and through Bible studies on Wednesday evenings. For our younger generations, there's Awana, Sunday mornings, small and large groups. For our teens, there's Impact on Wednesday evenings and Sunday small groups. We have all kinds of opportunities to learn about who God is. Why does it matter? Because the God of the universe, who created this universe and created us, wants to have a friendship with us, and that includes each and every one of us in this room. One of the privileges that we have, the freedom that we have in this country, is being able to come to church and become a part of a church family where we can interact and learn about who God is. Thank you. And then I have the privilege of getting to introduce Lori McDonald, who is our children's ministry director.
Oh, I caught it. All right. When I first came to Mars Alliance, I was a senior in high school, and I was brought here by my husband, who at the time was my boyfriend. I had never been to church before, and I was scared to death. I did not know who God was. I had no idea who Jesus was. And over the years, my husband and his family helped me, you know, to learn who God was and why I needed him in my life. After we were married, there was a period of time where we weren't as faithful as attending church as we should have been. We were kind of hit and miss. But when we had our first child, we knew that we needed to dedicate our lives to God. We needed to dedicate our children's lives to God. And we needed to start raising our children the way that he wanted to. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9 says, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk around, when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." So as time went on, we began to volunteer in children's ministries. And that has really snowballed over the years. So why do I come to church now? It's to be with the kids. I have the privilege of working with the kids on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights during VBS and during Upwards. And the Lord has taught me that I need to serve him. 1 Peter 4:10 states, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace and in its various forms.
If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. Because of not being raised in a church-going household, and because I'm a mom, my goal is to reach as many kids with the love of Jesus as possible. I've learned over the years that I love kids and I love to work with them. And even on my worst day, when the kids start to walk, they usually run actually into the building, they just come with joy and excitement and life. And I think all the children's leaders out there can agree that our worries of the day just kind of go away and the kids lift us up. We want to make sure that the kids have fun. We want to make sure that they have leaders that are invested in their lives, and we want to show them the love of Jesus. My life has changed a lot in, you know, the past however many years it's been, 25 years. But it has become a really crazy, sleep-deprived life. I've learned to drink coffee, and I drink way too much of it. But it's the life that God has molded me into. He's stretched me, and he's grown me in ways I never thought possible. And that's what brings me to church. And it is my privilege to introduce Robin Toomey, our church administrator.
Pastor Dick, I like the idea of a bunch of cabbage heads out there. I like that. I like to come to church because, and especially here at Mars Alliance Church, because I am challenged with every sermon and with every message to get my thinking right. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ." Studies show that we think 70,000 thoughts a day. And when we break that down, that's just a little less than 50 thoughts a minute. So there's a lot of thinking that's going on even right now. And with each one of those thoughts, we make a decision. We make some kind of conclusion. We have memories in there. We think good things. We think bad things. But God wants us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to him. My dad had a quote that I memorized, and it's been part of my life. And it goes like this: sow a thought, you reap an act. Sow an act, you reap a habit. Sow a habit, you reap a character. Sow a character, you reap a destiny. Everything begins with a thought, and everything ends with what you do with that thought. I like coming to Mars Alliance Church because I am challenged every Sunday to get my thinking correct and to make it obedient to Christ. And now it's my privilege to introduce the most fabulous, famous, wonderful...
Thank you, dear.
Passionate and humble, the Reverend and Pastor Joseph Toomey.
If she did that in the other services, I would have told her, don't do that. Here, hold this for a second. So if I can have all the staff come up, we have a gift. I am going to preach for like 3 minutes. Then we're going to eat. But before that, we have a gift for everyone. Who would like a gift? Raise your hand. Okay.
I'll hold it.
All right. Spread out over here. All right, that's... Can all the kids get a ball? If you didn't get a ball, come up here. All right, did all the kids get a ball? We got... I got three left. If you come up, you get them. Yeah, don't throw them back now. All right. Now we've lost control. All right. Everyone get one? There's Donna making sure everyone gets one. All right. Yeah.
I'm also getting rid of this.
Come on up. Yep. You got it. If you see me afterwards, I actually have a blow-up hoop that goes with that. Yeah. Well, we had to get. All right. We aren't, yeah, the elders are going to work me over now. That was a little bit wild. We weren't expecting to be that exuberant. Thought you'd be passive and calm. All right, so hit the lights. I want to share 10 unusual churches in the world. So can you turn down the lights here? I didn't get one. I want one for upward. So here are 10 unusual churches in the world, what they look like, okay? Here's a church, I don't know, looks like a rocket ship, or it's in Iceland. It kind of fits that, I don't know if anyone's from Iceland, but it hits me as barren. So, a church in Iceland. Does anyone know where this church is? Yes, this is Colorado Springs Air Force Academy. It's supposed to look like, I don't know, 10 jets zooming up into space, into the sky. This is, we have a family that's moving to Brazil here soon. And I don't know, this is one of the weird churches on the internet. Looks like a teepee, cement teepee to me, down in Brazil. I have no idea what this is. This picture has appeared since the first two services. Yeah, it looks like a crown. And I don't know where this picture is. Okay, this one I do know. How would you like to go to this church in France? So, I don't know what attendance is like there, but this is a church they built in Ethiopia long ago. It was solid rock, the ground, and they dug down, and the church is, what do I want to say? It wasn't built. It was like carved out of the rock as they dug down. So if Mars Alliance ever has to expand, we're going down. Okay. So, anyone know where this church is at? Russia. This church was built about 60 years ago in Denmark, and it's supposed to look like something. What? What? It looks like a huge pipe organ. So I'm wondering if the people in the town like that or love it. This is a snow church. Now, did you add... This is up north. They actually build churches out of snow. And I thought maybe we should have done this in our parking lot for this last winter. We would have attracted people. So, Matt, do you have... Matt, where are you, Matt? Matt's back there. He actually went to... In between the last service and this service, he had pictures on his phone. His family, of course, they traveled the world. He says, we went to a snow church. So here's the church. He's got pictures of, is that it? What happened to the picture of you in worship? He doesn't, all right, well, he was in one of those snow churches. Was it warm in there, cold? It was cold. This is Cliff Church. And there's a ladder to crawl up the ladder on the side. You can't see it to get to church. And I think I'd be willing to try it. My wife, dear, I know I didn't do this, but this is my time to get back. I once had a ladder on the side of my house that I was painting, and my wife says, I can go up that ladder. And I'm like, I don't think you can. Oh, yes, I can. She got up about 6 feet and was like shaking and panicking, and that's as far as she could go. So this is the strangest church that I know of. Okay. Now, it might take a while for you to realize. People ask me how I got this picture. And it's obvious, I was in a hot air balloon above the church. Or maybe Google. It was one or the other. So, But this is Mars Alliance, and we think we have a wonderful church. And so I want to encourage you. I think you've heard. Let me read you this one statistic here. Tom Harmon, right before the service, gave me this article in the Butler Eagle last Sunday. And he says, it says in here, when it comes to religion, more and more Americans are choosing none of the above. And 32% of people that are 30 and under have no religious affiliation at all. And it's growing and growing. And it kind of goes with this statistic here. This was in the Christian Post, October 5th of 2013. That if both mom and dad go to church, then 72% of the children will go to church when they grow up. And parents, I just want to share with you that if you're expecting the schools to teach your children about God and morality and how to love their neighbor and how to love God, they're not going to do it. And if you're expecting the government to do that, they're not going to do it. And if you're expecting the TV shows that your kids are watching to do it, that's not going to happen. And if you expect the music they listen to teach them ethics and morality, it's not going to happen. And if you expect the video games they're playing to do it, and even their friends and all, I really think the church is needed even more now than ever to raise up a godly generation. My wife and I have had six kids, and when the doors were open, our kids were there, and they're all, you know, they're involved in church, and they're raising our eight grandchildren there, and I think church is very, very important. If dad just goes to church, then only 55% of the kids will go to church when they grow older. If mom just goes to church with the kids, then only 15% of the kids. When it comes to religion and when it comes to God, kids basically follow the dads. If the dad thinks that worshiping God is important, then the kids pick up on it. Moms are important. I don't want to downplay moms. But when it comes to following God, the kids look to dad to be the leader, the spiritual leader. If both are hit and miss, if you're the type of family that, yeah, we kind of go to church. We go this week and skip a week and then go and then skip 2 weeks and then go, then only 6% of the children of couples like that will go to church. So I want to encourage you. Oh, let me give you there's my Upward Church. Upward, we love having Upward because we love having your children to play basketball, to teach about God, to have fun with the team and the people. But Upward isn't church. It's a great sports ministry, and we're happy you're part of it. But we love family here, and we want to say to any of you that have been bringing your kids to Upward, we would love to have you be a part of Mars Alliance, not just during Upward season, but every season and every day. You will not find, of course I'm biased, but this is a fabulous church. And as Pastor Jeff is related to everyone, because in Christ we're all brothers and sisters, and we love new relatives. So please feel free to join us.